Savitri, Book 11, The Book of Everlasting Day, Canto 1, The Soul's Choice and the Supreme Consummation, pages 703 and 704. While the dim light from the veiled spirit's peak falls upon matter's stark inconscient sleep, as if a pale moonbeam on a dense glade, and mind in a half-light moves amid half-truths, and the human heart knows only human love, and life is a stumbling and imperfect force, and the body counts out its precarious days. You shall be born into man's dubious hours, in forms that hide the soul's divinity, and show through veils of the earth's doubting air my glory, breaking as through clouds a sun, or burning like a rare and inward fire, and with my nameless influence fill men's lives. Yet shall they look up as to peaks of God, and feel God like a circumambient air, and rest on God as on a motionless base. Yet shall there glow on mind, like a horned moon, the spirit's crescent splendor in pale skies, and light man's life upon his Godward road. But more there is concealed in God's beyond that shall one day reveal its hidden face. Now mind is all, and its uncertain ray. Mind is the leader of the body and life. Mind, the thought-driven chariot of the soul, carrying the luminous wanderer in the night to vistas of a far uncertain dawn, to the end of the spirit's fathomless desire, to its dream of absolute truth and utter bliss. There are greater destinies mind cannot surmise, fixed on the summit of the evolving path the traveler now treads in the ignorance, unaware of his next step, not knowing his goal. Mind is not all his tireless climb can reach. There is a fire on the apex of the worlds. There is a house of the eternal's light. There is an infinite truth, an absolute power. The spirit's mightiness shall cast off its mask. Its greatness shall be felt, shaping the world's course. It shall be seen in its own veilless beams, a star rising from the inconscient night, a sun climbing to supernature's peak, abandoning the dubious middle way. A few shall glimpse the miraculous origin, and some shall feel in you the secret force, and they shall turn to meet a nameless tread, adventurers into a mightier day, ascending out of the limiting breadths of mind. They shall discover the world's huge design and step into the truth, the right, the vast. you shall reveal to them the hidden eternities, the breath of infinitudes not yet revealed, some rapture of the bliss that made the world, some rush of the force of God's omnipotence, some beam of the omniscient mystery.